Hello. Hi. It's lovely to meet you today.
How you doing?
I'm well. What is your name?
Annette Miller.
Hi, Annette Miller. Nice to meet you.
Nice
I'm Ernesto
you.
Arevalo.
How you doing, Ernesto?
Thank you so much for coming out today.
Thank you.
So how long have you lived in Oakland?
All my life.
And how many?
49 years.
What part of Oakland have you lived in?
West Oakland.
West Oakland. So who are you? How would you define yourself?
I'm a mother.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a parent. I'm a community member. I'm an organizer. I'm a person that wants to fight for their property in West Oakland.
How did you arrive to where you are?
I work. I've been involved in a lot of community work in my neighborhood, so that's how I became the person that I am now.
So I know you just mentioned about wanting to stay. When it comes to gentrification, what does that mean to you?
Folks being displaced, seeing folks not of color in your neighborhood where you've lived all your life, seeing skyrocket rent in the last 2 years, seeing African-American low-income people who owned their houses all their life being foreclosed on, maybe because of one mistake. Seeing folks walk down the neighborhood with their dogs, blowing whistles when your dog barked, you know, I feel that that's like disrespectful for people who's lived in that neighborhood all their life.
They blow whistles when your dog barks?
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know it was that extreme.
That is extreme. You walk down a neighborhood where dogs live practically all their lives, and when you pass that property, you blow a whistle and then the dog go crazy.
And why does that occur?
Actually, when they walk down the block with their dog.
So, how has living in Oakland impacted your life?
No, not that. I can't go. Oh, it was my son's graduating today.
Been living here all my life. It has impacted it in the last 7 years when.
It's about him.
A lot of my family members passed away. One of my relatives took a loan out on the property. From then, my father's been paying the mortgage. Bank called Deutsche Bank, owned by Germans. It's not a bank that's not even in California, not even in the United States. Call you up and say, you guys have no rights to the property because there's no will. At that point, my whole life, like, what do you do? So it's like, you living in Oakland, like, it's crazy now. It's like, you have to fight to live in a neighborhood you lived in all your life. And it's crazy. It's very much crazy. And I don't understand because folks work for this property. My family never refused to pay the loan, even though the loan was not in their name. They never refused to pay. And so the bank actually stopped accepting the payment and foreclosed on the property. And so now I'm at this stage of working with ACE and Just Cause to fight against them to sell the property back to me and my family. It's kind of hard. The property needs work. They bought it back for $290. They want to sell it back to us for almost $400,000, and it's just crazy. I don't know. It's just hard to even know that you lived your life here all your life, and it could just take one mistake for you to be put out, and it's just crazy. I don't know.
You know, I know you're facing these struggles. Is there anything that you like about living in Oakland that makes you want to stay? What do you love about your community?
I love my community because we're a community of folks that actually wants to live in Oakland. We want to stay here. Me, my kids, my family. We have been many places in our life, but we don't know no other place but Oakland, California. That's all we know.
So this is, Oakland is what you know. What would you change about Oakland?
People, community working together for folks to fight to save their homes, their property, rent control, jobs. Crime is always out there, but it's things that's going on now that displace African Americans, brown folks, to be out of Oakland. And especially in deep West Oakland, it's like the whole neighborhoods have changed. It's like you don't even see people you've known all your life anymore.
What do you hope for your future?
That we'll be able to stay in that property, be able to live there for the rest of our life, be able to own it, even if it is gentrified, that when you walk outside your house, you'll still see an African American still staying in that neighborhood.
And do you think that you'll be able to stay in Oakland for the next 10 to 20 years?
I pray.
So I know we asked for you to bring a photo. Were you able to bring one with you today to signify what Oakland means to you?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Then could you tell us in words what Oakland means to you?
Oakland means to me united, hope, change, and life in Oakland.
I wish you a lot of luck and everything. You know, I'm sorry that you're crying.
You brought a lot out of me.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.